You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for another day, so it's time for the opening with myself, Lindsay Williams. Monday was a day of dodgy downside. Yesterday was a day of exuberant upside. So volatility has been the key this week on most markets worldwide. Today has started off very quietly. Looking at the Stock Exchange News Service, there's very little coming out after yesterday's flurry of production updates from various commodities companies, notably the Anglo-American Stable and also BHP Billiton today. There's a paucity of news, so we'll go straight to the spot prices. So let's go straight to the spot prices, and first of all, review what happened last night in the United States of America and what's happening in the Far East this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was 550 points higher, 1.6% to the good, following the previous night's 2.1% fall. The S&P 500 was up 1.5%, the Nasdaq was up 1.6%. This morning in the Far East, Tokyo up 0.6%, 2 days away from the opening of the Olympics. Shanghai up 0.75%, and the Hang Seng down 0.2%, with the All Share in Sydney up 0.75%. Going now to commodities prices, the gold price 1810, which is down $5 an ounce. Platinum down 16, has had a torrid few days, $1,067 per ounce. And palladium up $18 to $2,656 per ounce. On the currencies markets, well, the rand is still under pressure, so it's risk off on the rand. Look at it now in the 1470s, 1471. The British pound against the rand is 20.01. It's regained that big figure of 20 for the first time for quite a while. Euro rand is 17.30, and the euro dollar is 117.55. Another gain for the dollar, this time to the tune of 0.3%. If we have a look at the movers on the JSE Securities Exchange today, well, after around about half an hour's trading, not much going on, as I said, and you can see that from those spot prices that I've just read. I've got Sibanye-Stillwater up 1.1%, Bidcorp up 1%, Sirius up 1%, and Prosus, which is an important one, up 1% as well. On the downside, property company Vukile down 7.4%, 91 the asset manager down 2.8%, Kumba Iron Ore, after its update yesterday, 1.5% to the downside. It's now below 700 rand per share. Life Healthcare has lost 1.5%, and so has Investec PLC. The major indices that we're looking at are looking as follows. Just slight gains for the All Share on the JSE Securities Exchange, 65,810, and the JSE Top 40 Index is also slightly higher, a little bit better, 0.2% to the good, but still below 60,000, 59,778. I'll be back with the 5 o'clock shadow with Skulk Lowe from PSG Wealth this evening, reviewing the day's action. And also before that, of course, as always on a Wednesday, I'll be speaking to Wayne McCurry from FMB Wealth and Investment. See you then. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.